Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Good looking room.
Hey, before they leave, because we don't want Diamond to be ruined forever, there's Anita and little baby Cameron.
What?
Why are you in a...
These are my pajamas. This is a pajama party.
It's a little...
Where's your pajamas?
I'm in them. I'm in my pajamas. You know what?
You told me this morning you were going to wear a G-string and Teddy.
What?
Is that right?
I don't recall that.
But who remembers a lot of things about me that I don't remember, so...
Who left also, me all this loot?
I've been drinking.
I've got a bunch of candy.
One of our listeners, and I can't remember your name right now. What is it?
Mick.
Mick.
Like Jagger, yeah.
Thank you, Mick.
You got the moves like Jagger.
I'm all about this candy. Like I'm Jagger. Taking this with me.
The moves.
Oh, look at that. There's another. There's the bag.
Sweet.
All right. Yeah. I knew you would love that, Vin.
All right. You ready to start?
Sure.
Haven't we?
All right. Do the thing. Sarah and Vinny Secret.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Fifth annual Secret Show at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn Spa. Oh, yeah. This show is going to fucking suck. Hot.
You like that, Yuzi?
I love that. Mm. You see this right here?
More llamas. Oh, my God. I love llamas so much.
I told my husband. Wait, who brought this?
That was Mick.
Mick did. Mick's my new favorite person.
Oh, by the way.
Hey, Mick, stand up.
Hey, Rebecca just told me that if you talk on the mic, you get a llama thing.
Sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
I know that's not
super
specific.
You get a llama t-shirt. Yeah.
I don't think she meant every person that gets on the mic. I think she meant
like if you have a good story.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Tell us a good story. Oh,
tell us a good story.
So I told you about my orgy story at Bottle Rock a few years ago.
What?
I don't remember it. Refresh my memory.
So I used to work at a club called the Black Cat in Napa, and it was a gentleman's club, strictly gentlemen. And my boyfriend and I worked together, and we used to hook up at the end of the night, and that was the end of the night show.
Wait, you'd bone your boyfriend in front of everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was there that day.
How do I not remember
this? I don't remember this story either.
No, I did at the Black Cat in Napa. I told you about the story at Bottle Rock, but I didn't bone in front of everybody at that.
No, I got you.
Got it.
No, we got that
more
part.
More interested in the end of the night in front of whoever.
So
was
at this club, at the end of the night, you and your boyfriend just start. I mean, do you kiss before you do that, or what do you do? Do you work up?
You have to kiss
before. I made sure that my hair looked good before, but I mean, that was, yeah.
Huh. And then you just start fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Super hard on a red leather couch. Oh,
nice.
It was easy to clean up at the end of the night. It was fine.
Oh,
it was good.
My god, Mick.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Mick, it's fine. Don't feel embarrassed about it.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Get him a t-shirt.
Yeah, he needs Vinny's a t-shirt.
Give this man
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
What's Vinny's question?
Are you...
I want all of Vinny's
okay.
questions.
Okay. When you and your boyfriend do it, are you the humper or...
The humpy?
Or do you switch?
At that time, uh-huh. I was more the humpy.
Oh, so you were taking
it. Humper. I was taking it.
Uh-huh.
Like a champ.
All right.
You get sick.
But you know what? I'm an equal opportunity.
Can I ask
person,
another question?
So, yes.
So when a guy's doing you,
yeah.
right,
yes, as they do.
Are you like fucking come on my back
or are you like, "Oh my god, this hurts and I don't want to do it anymore."
No. I prefer to take it like a good girl.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Attaboy.
Wait, what does that mean?
He likes it.
Oh, he stuck out his tongue.
In the mouth. Oh, shoot.
Oh, like a good, like Uzi or something.
Like Uzi.
All right, listen.
My girl Uzi.
At this point in the show.
I love when the shows just get rank right off the bat.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually.
Fucking awesome.
Are there
I have
any...
to tell you, my mom, wait.
Hold on, no more from Mick. Okay. Sit down.
That's it for Mick? That's it for Mick?
Yeah,
that's
get him a t-shirt. Get him a
Mick,
t-shirt.
Get him a t-shirt for t-shirt. Sure.
Okay, listen.
That's it for Mick?
He was doing great.
He was. Oh, we may go back to him.
All right.
Okay, listen.
Gotta leave it on a high note.
Who is a Secret Show virgin here tonight? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. We're so sorry. We should have said something before we started.
Yeah.
Is anyone here surprised at how quickly we went down into the fucking gutter? Oh, you're surprised. Oh, a lot of people are surprised. Oops.
Mick, you were awesome.
Sorry.
Oh, our intern is even surprised. Marcos is like, his head is...
Marcos is surprised?
Yeah.
You've never heard our Secret Show? No. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Nicole has, though, right?
I'm not that sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Oof. It is what it is.
They're children. Exactly.
You like Mick, right?
I know.
I did. Yeah. I wanted you to keep going with Mick. I don't know why we cut him off.
We may revisit Mick, but we only have an hour.
Oh, so the reason I brought this up is because I told my husband, John comes and looks at it, and I go, "Hey, I'm going to wear this later when I do you."
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool.
He goes, "Okay."
Is Johnny V here? Do you want that?
Yeah, where is he? I don't see him.
I think he's split.
Oh, he's outside.
He's probably smoking.
Oh.
All right, Sarah.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I just want to know if I had two drinks at dinner, which is, you know, it's a lot for me.
What did she say?
I had two drinks at dinner.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just wondering, is everyone like two drinks or so? Okay. Phew. Whew. Well, you know, you don't want to be the only one. Don't look at me like that.
I didn't look at you.
Okay. Well, now I'm hurt.
Why?
Okay. Because you didn't look at me.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Okay, Hoopra, go for
Sarah,
it.
Sarah, read this.
Wait, I have a question before you go any farther.
Yeah.
What are you?
He's a llama.
I'm a hedgehog.
I actually thought he was.
Hedgehog?
I thought he was a bear.
Oh, I thought he was a panda.
That's a hedgehog?
I think so. Right?
Oh, my God. You must
know,
be sweating.
I got to get my phone.
Balls off in that thing.
Are your balls super sweaty right now?
No, they're not sweaty.
Feel them.
Swampy.
No,
feel them and see.
They're not. They're not. I'm not going to feel my balls.
Yeah, he can't. He's
okay.
touching the microphone.
I don't want to feel my balls. All right, read it.
Okay. Jesus. Hey, Sarah. Hope this is an okay font size. It is. I was one of the lucky ones to grab a ticket yesterday morning when they were online. I snagged two, and I'm going to take my dad. He turns 50 next week on Friday, and it would be so cool if you guys could do a birthday shout-out. He doesn't want to celebrate in any way, so let's totally torture him. He'll be
stand
so
up,
embarrassed.
Sir, stand up.
He'll be so embarrassed.
Stand up.
By the way, this alleged 50-year-old is...
You're not 50, you liar.
Dude,
you're 50?
Listen
you
to
50?
What his daughter says.
Hey, old man, you 50?
Yeah, I'm 50.
Oh, my God. Well, you look great.
50 looks good,
good
on you.
You.
Yeah.
This is what the daughter says. He's single, spicy, skinny, and super special.
Spicy. Wow.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Put your hands up.
I'm literally going to kill her.
He's...
Such shit.
It's so funny. I love it. Spicy.
Oh, my God. And... She even says he gets mistaken for my brother constantly.
And by the way, girls, his name is Chris.
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 All right, you want to say something to your dad for his 50th?
Yeah.
Short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Oh, this will be good.
I love you. You're the best. Super special, super spicy, and let's have fun tonight.
Gross. Oh, my God. What's happening?
That sounded weird, but okay.
Thought we were going to have a Game of Thrones moment there.
Please, God, no. You have your Game of Thrones moment.
All right, we got a live bad advice.
Oh, my God.
Hannah, where are you?
Hannah.
Oh, can you come over to me?
Hannah. Hey, Hooman, can you make a hedgehog sound?
That's a dog.
I don't know what it sounds like. All right. Hannah has a bad life advice.
What?
A live bad advice.
I'm not the only one who had two drinks at dinner.
I know.
Okay. So my question was, my fiance has only been with one woman. And
you?
I've,
are you? You mean
no,
you?
No, I'm the second.
Oh, okay.
We're both, this is our second time around, so we're both divorced and starting over.
He married a virgin.
Yeah.
He married as a virgin.
I don't know what she was, but right. He was a virgin.
She's a bitch slut, obviously.
Yeah.
How old are you? You look so young.
I'm 32.
And this is your second go-around.
Yeah.
How long was your first marriage?
Not even 2 years.
Oh!
I've texted you.
Vinny has a question. Vinny has a question. Go ahead, Vinny.
Have you and the new fiance done it yet? Or are
yes.
you wait? Oh, you have? Okay, good.
We actually live together. Yeah. But I've texted in to you guys before that my ex-husband is like the Dirty John podcast. And you guys read my text about. Nice. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. So I didn't want to be 32
How
and divorced.
Weird that he was. So he's lying to you.
My
hold on, your new guy.
My new one's
got
like,
it.
Like,
got it.
All right, so here's her question. Go ahead. So
my question is, I've told him that I've slept with more than one person. Clearly, I had an ex-husband.
Right.
And I'm a healthy human being, so I've had more than that.
And you're 32.
Do I tell him the number?
No.
Well, okay. You should probably tell us, and we'll decide.
Yeah, you tell us, and we'll tell you. All right, everyone, quiet down. She's going to tell us the number. Relax. Here we go. Shh. Let's hear the number.
I hope it's over 40.
Hold on. Hold on.
Give me 45.
Do you rival Yuzette or Sarah? Are you in the 300s?
Oh, God. No, but if you are, more power to you. I haven't slept with more people than the age that I am. So I'm 32.
Mm-hmm. So 31. She's being 31, guys.
Woo!
Should she tell him, yes
Do
or no?
Do not tell him.
Do you really think she shouldn't tell him?
Well, okay, well, let me ask you this.
It's none of your business.
Is he asking?
Oh. He's not asking, and he's made comments that he is a little bit, like, weirded out by... Because I've talked about, like, different people I've dated, and he might have added up some of them, but he doesn't know about, the sorority years.
Yeah. You don't want to. He's going to get all hung up, and he's going to feel like, I'm a loser. I've only been with two women.
Well, also, in there, I have two kids, and he has three, so, like, we are...
The Brady Bunch.
We're like the Brady Bunch. I think our dog is the sixth child, but...
Look, this is what I think. You guys are awesome. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. All right, get her a t-shirt.
You don't need to be too super explicit about that. I have to say, you know, John, who I've been married to for like 1,000 years, he definitely, I think that, I don't know, I feel like it's good that he knows the honest truth. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's nice to know the honest truth about somebody that you're married to.
Well, you guys came up together. You've known each other.
We knew each other for years. He watched
also,
me bone everyone
on.
He knows.
Right, but he also has his own history. The issue, I think, here is that this dude's got no history.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to feel like a tool. Like, oh, man. I'm such a loser.
How old is he?
Oh, she sat down. All right, let's
fine.
Keep going.
Okay, fine. I guess I'm getting hung up on this person's actual life.
Listen, this is for you guys.
Oh.
This is a deep, hard
Where's
question,
my candy
so
at?
Just let it wash over right. you. I got my ass eaten the other night for the first time.
Oh.
Woo!
He was offended when I asked him to wash his face and use Listerine. Am I wrong to ask this?
As a person who's never had their ass eaten,
shut up.
I would say, wash that fucking face and gargle that fucking Listerine before you get near me with my assiness on your face. Anyone
hey,
else?
Hey, whoever wrote that, you want to stand up and take credit for that?
Miss Rusty Trombone.
All right, I guess everyone agrees. All right, we got another live.
I have never asked anyone to do that.
Oh, atta girl.
I'm fine. I'm all good.
Wait. So you're telling me after someone gives you a rim job, you're like, come in for a kiss and stick that tongue in my throat.
I'm not like saying come do it, but if that's part of the
But what if you smell your own ass on there?
Well, it's my ass. It doesn't bother me.
It's all assy.
It doesn't bother me. I'm sorry.
Don't you shower?
Yeah, but
you shower. Oh my God. You don't have...
What, you can like totally... What if you farted a little bit or there's something... This is why I don't bother with that area. It's just too complicated.
If you're with a Sarah, you're going to have to use Listerine. If you're with you, Zet, you're good to go. Just keep going.
Just
keep
ask
going.
Yourself, are you a Sarah or are you Zet?
I think
both are good.
Yeah, each has its own thing going on.
This is where we jump in real quick and say, how about the Fairmont, huh?
Hey, how about the Fairmont?
Fantastic.
All right, should we keep going?
Yeah.
Sure, Hooman.
From that question to a live bad advice. Miss? What's your name?
I'm Dana.
Dana has a deep question. This is what you wrote. You want to read it?
Yeah.
Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Is that a one piece you
got
going
on there? Yeah, what's going on there?
I got it today at Target.
It's fantastic.
Nice. Work it.
I really like
Dana.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
Super cute.
She just did a runway walk.
She totally did. I'm very impressed. It's cute as hell.
Here's my question.
Okay. All right.
And
move
the earrings. The earrings are
we have a theme going this evening. Keep going.
How do I get my boyfriend to let me lick his butt? Guys love it. They just don't know it yet.
So you want to actually... Why don't you just start by, like...
Hold on. Focus.
Why don't you just start by, like, rubbing it a little
Vinny,
bit?
Vinny, do we lose you?
No, I can't rub it. He goes like this. Woo!
Well, it's a surprise every time.
Yeah, you want to warn him first.
No, but then he, like, he'll squirm away. He's not into it. There's guys in here that are into it.
All the ass men are over there.
How do I get a straight guy?
You know, I actually do think that straight guys are afraid to let you do things to their ass because they're like, what if I'm secretly gay, even secret for myself? I don't know.
Oh my God.
Because I definitely, you know, remember the drumstick thing that was happening on the Secret Show for a while? Like that, it actually worried me that, like, you know, and Scott Capurro always says, like, the male clit is inside the asshole, like it's the prostate gland. And I always thought, well, Jesus, John, what if it's great? He's like, I don't even care if it's great. Like, he won't let me go there. I ask him, I'm like,
Is John here?
I hear it's great.
Oh, John. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, I do think John's here.
All right, I don't see him. Hey, I have some advice.
He's crawling out the side door
now. Yeah, he just ducked down.
No, I like your question. I couldn't help but start laughing because of the way you read it right off the page. Like that. So you wrote it, and then he had you read it. That was very cute.
Can you tie him down to the bed?
Oh, he's like a good boy. I could...
Listen, you little devil.
I don't know if he'd be into that.
Someday. How long have you been together?
3 years.
Oh.
Oh, you should really be into ass play by now. Not that I would know.
I'll tell him that.
Right. If that's something you want. So you love the smell of ass then.
Oh,
that's
no, stop Sarah. It. You're so lame.
God.
He'd have to clean it.
Yeah, of course.
You're a good girlfriend.
Sure. Scrub it.
Thank you, Dana. Time to the bed. Time to the bed.
All right.
We're going to run out of t-shirts. There's so many participants.
She probably gives BJs,
and these two. So funny.
Hold on. Bryn has some incredible advice, everyone.
Do you get BJs?
Yes.
Right. So you start there, and then you go to the balls, then the taint, and then it's a gradual thing, right?
Like, wait. Got to get over there and get the mic on her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
He wants to talk to Mick, but not.
I've tried that, but he clenches really tightly.
Well, take your time.
Yeah, her head could get trapped. All right, let's keep going.
Luba.
Hey, somebody wrote a fast.
Hold on. Can you put your hat back on?
Oh, yeah, the hat's, the hat's very important. And actually, it's probably wrong.
Let's just keep going. I got somebody wrote a fast fact.
Oh.
Fast.
stop. I love those.
All right. Over 250 million sperm are in a typical money shot.
Wow.
Oh.
Who said that? Oh, they just wanted to let us know?
Yeah.
Well, we have no way to verify that.
Here's a good question. We got a theme. How much anal is too much?
Oh, my God.
Any anal.
What is going on?
Wow.
Anyone have an answer for that?
I really feel like that's where we shit from.
Oh, hold on. These girls have an answer.
Oh, good.
How much anal is too much?
All of it.
Any anal. Sounds like Sarah's minions are here.
That's right, minions.
That's no good.
All right, let's keep going. Sarah, will Slappy Stuff ever open up a retail store in Mill Valley?
No. Woo! It won't.
Oh, look at it. Look at it. She's got a purse.
Oh, look at it. Hi.
Do they get t-shirts?
Wait.
Look at that.
Hey, how much is Sarah charging for this?
She's charging a reasonable price.
How much?
It's a good amount.
Oh, my God.
They're not
Why
cheap.
Why is everyone defending you?
Because I made them in the afternoon. I cut it myself. I sewed it myself. I can't make enough of them.
Don't give those girls a t-shirt.
Give them a t-shirt
right now.
Give them each a t-shirt.
Even answer the question. Dating age gap. How much is too much?
I don't know.
Dating age gap.
40 years.
Come on. 40 years?
I don't know. Sometimes you meet someone that you want to fuck.
So 20 and 60 is no good?
I feel like 20 and 60 is a little... It's like obvious that there's something
way
else.
Less than that? Yeah, my worry would be that you get... Whether you're with a guy or a girl, you get down to that where it really starts to show in the later years. Mm. And she or he is like, I do not want to fuck anymore. And you're all... I'm only 40. You know what I mean?
And by the way, my diaper needs to be changed.
No.
Get on that, will ya?
I mean, that's rough.
This is a really deep, important question. So, you know, if you feel inspired. Does anyone feel like showing their boobs?
Oh, my God.
What?
Somebody
Go
wrote
ahead,
that,
sir.
Huh?
Wait.
Sir.
If you want a t-shirt, this is how you do it.
No, that seems wrong to make people show their boobs for a t-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stop you
if you want to. Yeah, but.
You know, if you want to.
Hooman, what about that llama over there? He doesn't even have a shirt on, no?
Oh, there's no shirt.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Give him a t-shirt.
Hold on.
What the fuck did you just say?
This guy right here?
I was waiting for the Rolling Stones to show up, and it was you guys.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
God.
I think he's a little buzzed.
We're almost as old as them. Actually,
I think his wife made him dress up like that.
You going to do it?
No. Oh. You don't have to. Or you can.
Come on.
Here we go.
We got to take
it. All right, everybody at once. Oh, my God. I don't think you should. I feel like it's not a good idea.
Oh, they're spectacular. Look how good they are.
A little more.
All right, I'll look.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Those are freaking beautiful.
Shit. They're perfect.
They are perfect. Those are like Playboy
wishes. No wonder she shows them.
Yeah,
they're
no
perfect.
Wonder, right? She looks at them in the mirror and is always I wonder if there'll be an opportunity for me to show these.
Oh, this job is too fucking good.
It is a good job.
Although, you know what? So, listen, before we started tonight, I should mention this.
I want a drink.
Because I may have a staph infection any minute now, I'm told.
Oh, no.
Vodka soda.
We did a photo shoot, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. Vinny is such an asshole. And he gets into the fountain. We're all singing the theme song to Friends. Like, we're going to splash in the fountain.
Which was kind of corny, right? I mean, that's
so... he gets in there. And
corny, but fun.
Shoveling water up my entire back into my hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the end that I was going to work for.
Anyway.
I was all... You know how long it took me to get my hair like this?
I know. You too?
I had to go home and take my third shower.
It was my hair.
The hotel room.
Anyway, we took new photos with MichelleWalker.com.
Yeah.
Who's still here.
Woo!
She's
Thank
fun.
You, Michelle.
She's really, she's Thanks. A great.
Oh, she
easy.
Wants to show her boobs too.
No, you
do?
Please don't.
We can give you a t-shirt without that.
You want a t-shirt? Yeah.
And besides, you don't want to follow that show.
I was just going to say, those might be the best set of tits I've ever seen live in person. Solid.
No one ever breaks up with you, huh?
You see those, George?
They're like, I can't leave them.
Oh, hold on.
Bounce.
How many boys are you juggling right now?
What was the question? I wasn't listening.
How many boys are you juggling right now?
Oh, one.
With a wink.
All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. Happily married. She's happily married. Hooman, when was the last time you got a blowjob?
Oh, hey, Hooman, when's the last time you got a blowjob?
Can you put your hat back on? I want to see the hedgehog nose on top of your head. Thank you. God.
It's a llama, Vinny.
All right, so I'm going to tell you the truth for once.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. When is the last time you got a blowjob?
All right, so it was about a year ago.
A year? What the fuck? You never tell us anything. Where were you?
I was saving it for today.
Oh.
So,
what's her name?
Well, let's call her Chris.
Was she a model, an actress?
By her name.
We'll call her Chris.
A ballerina, a doctor.
She's a lawyer. She's a lawyer.
Is she the best lawyer this side of the
Mississippi? She's pretty accomplished. Ivy League. Anyway.
Of course. Thank you.
She's just my friend, but we were driving home from a event, and I was.
And she started blowing you? Oh my God, that's so exciting.
And then she like just leaned over and just did it as we were driving.
Oh, you're making up a story
again. No, that's true. That's true.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. She's clapping. I got three people are clapping for me. Three. So you know it's true.
Oh, okay,
wait. Tell that story again. So you're saying you get in the car after some event. What event?
You know, I can't remember. It's like
you stumped him.
Dude, you know how many events I go to? It's impossible to keep track.
Dude, ever since your teeth gave out and your back...
What'd you say?
Ever since your teeth gave out and your back started hurting, you don't go to any events anymore.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the last time I got one.
This is the last time you got a blowjob. It should stand out.
It doesn't.
Oh.
The pain makes you forget everything.
Oh, right.
Wait, so was it like super spitty and sloppy?
It was, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Did
it was messy. It was messy.
Did she even kiss you first?
No. That's it.
Just
and then by the
right
time,
in?
As soon as it was done, we were at her house and she goes, good night. And she ran in.
Did she swallow like a good girl should?
It was messy, so not
so
really.
No, so she let it dribble down into your pants, and you had some cleanup to do at the way home. Did you?
All right, let's keep going.
I probably shouldn't ask any more questions.
I raised my kids listening to your morning show. How can I reverse the psychological damage?
Listen, your kids are going to be just fine.
They are. Yeah, they'll be
They're
okay.
fine.
Don't worry about it.
Solid parenting.
Right. It's all good.
You know, I actually do believe that we gently introduce topics that you should talk to your fucking kids about anyway. You know? And
well,
by the way,
nothing has happened gently on this show today.
Oh, no, but, not this show. Do not. Right. You're a horrible parent if your kid listens right. to this show. You're actually really bad. But the regular show.
Hey, since we're at the halfway mark, I want to get a reading from a Secret Show veteran.
Oh,
see how we're doing so far, Caleb. How is the Secret Show compare to others?
Down there.
What?
How does the Secret Show compare to the others?
This is fucking full on.
Oh, full on all the way.
Yes.
I have a question for Caleb.
Yes.
Caleb, do you believe that Hooman got a sloppy blowjob from that lady?
Don't say that. Who cares what he thinks?
I'm
having a hard time believing it because you so don't open your legs.
And you've got a weird look. Oh, you've got a weird look on your face when you're telling this story.
It's the look of truth. No. I guess you guys aren't used to seeing that on this show.
The look of a bald-faced lie.
Look, I have my hat on for you. I'm taking my hat off. All right. Vin, have you ever blown your load in the men's bathroom between a break on the air?
Yes or no? Tell the truth.
Well, wait
once.
A minute. Hold on. Are you talking about, like, in my whole radio career?
Yes.
In my whole radio career, yes, I have done
that. Attaboy.
But not while you're working with me?
No, in San Diego I did that.
That hurts my feelings a little bit.
It was tense. All right, Yuzette. I don't know what this question's asking. Who's Jose A? It says, will you motorboat me?
Oh.
Well, your
Jose.
Here.
Oh.
Oh.
Jose wants to motorboat you, Yuzette. Are you okay with that?
Is that your wife?
No.
Oh,
Is Johnny V here?
Yeah, is my husband here?
Johnny V, you here?
Johnny V?
No, he's not here.
I think he's at
if
the
anyone
bar.
Feels
all
that
right, come on up. Here we go. Here we go.
Happen.
All right.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Come up here.
Hey, let's get a picture of this.
No pictures.
No pictures. Yeah. No
wait,
pictures,
wait,
you guys.
Just don't post them. You can take a picture.
No,
but
no,
don't
no.
Post
no.
Them.
Please don't. Just don't. Just let him have his moment.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
No, I see you.
Okay. Mijo, it's okay.
She's a giver.
That is awesome.
We hope to inspire more motorboating later at the
hold
at
on
the pool party.
Not with me.
No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
How was that?
Amazing.
Aw, thanks.
I think I'm straight. Usually,
oh, you straightened
your
out.
Your tits are magical.
Oh, thank you. I like to think so.
I can't stop.
Anything else? All right. This is a good question. It's deep. Just let it wash over you. Don't answer quickly. What would you rather have, 10 hours of amazing sleep or 2 hours of amazing sex?
I don't want to answer that. Everyone gets mad at me.
Well, answer it.
10 hours of amazing sleep.
Oh.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
Sleep. She said sleep.
But you get 10 hours of amazing sleep all the time.
I don't want 2 hours of sex. I just don't. Me and John hit Pound Town today. It took us 15 minutes total, start to finish. I don't want to be yelled at.
He's saying it's amazing. So by definition, it's 2 hours of
No. I'm super sick of it. I mean, God, an hour in, I'd be like, is this ever ending? I have shit to do. No, look, I like it. Coming is great. I can get there super fast. It's not going to take me 2 hours. I'm going to be so sick of it. I'm sorry about it, you know? I'm not 18 anymore.
What about you, Human?
Will take the sax.
I would take the sax, yeah.
You would?
Why not?
Dudes will take the sax.
Thank you. 3-4 people. Not as many as Sarah's minions, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Why do I answer questions?
Yuzi, what'd you say?
Regardless of what y'all think, I'm going to go with sleep.
Oh, brother.
I value my sleep so much. Yeah.
It's
you know,
not like you'll never sleep again.
I know, but good like sleep. But again. Good sleep.
Ben?
You know, where
I'm
I feel refreshed.
Bryn?
No question. Yeah, no question.
Sex. All right. Yeah.
Three
against two.
It's weird how the dudes want the 2 hours of sex. And then
there's a question.
You guys can't even last 2 hours.
I right. know.
Feel
you
it.
Know, I was actually thinking, like, wow, Bryn. I get to last for 2 hours?
You don't know.
Just oh, I know.
Pumping away?
Please pump it away most of our day.
What?
I'm
not done yet.
I know.
That would be the most irritating thing that had ever happened to me. One
keep
time
going,
in college.
Ride him. Attaboy.
I gave
keep
up
going,
on a
don't
dude.
Stop.
What?
Get him, son.
One time in college, I gave up on a dude.
Keep
it was
going.
Over an hour. I was like, I have to go. I'm leaving. I'm not going to get to the end here.
All right. You done?
He was so bummed out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Look at him go. Look at him go. He's not stuck.
I don't want that for 2 hours. Even you don't want. Nobody wants
he'll
that.
He'll have 10 hours of amazing sleep after the 2 hours of sex.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he
you
will.
You know.
Be all worn out.
Don't give her any more drinks. She's got all the wrong answers.
I know, and I have to get up early tomorrow. I want to stay up late enough to watch Big Brother tonight.
All right.
Oh.
Anyway, this is a question for Vaughn. But he's not
here.
Oh, Vaughn.
Well, why don't we ask it anyway? Vaughn, how many times a week do you have sex?
Zero. He broke up with his girlfriend. He's going to host our... He's doing the DJing at the
Vaughn's
pool party.
Yeah, he is.
Make sure you say hi to him. Vaughn is sweet.
Hey, Bryn.
Yo.
You gonna pop out another baby?
Oh.
Oh, it's a question for Anita. I mean,
where is she? Where is
she? She's not because the kid is too young for this.
There's a lot going on right now, you know.
Like what? Like that house?
Yeah, the house, the kid, the whole thing, you know.
The wedding that isn't
the
being planned.
Kid in college.
All right, this is a weird long question. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm a girl, and one of my girlfriends keeps inviting me over her house so I can watch her have sex with her boyfriend. I keep saying no, but she said it's really awesome, hot, and freaky. She has some strict rules, like I can't join in. She just wants me to sit there in a chair and watch. What do you think I should do? Should I go and watch?
If you want to, you should, but if you don't want to, you should say, please stop asking me that.
Yeah, that's a weird question.
Yeah, that sounds like it's all for the girl. She wants to be watched, or the dude.
I think she just wants this specific friend to watch her.
Maybe she asks all her friends. Just can't wait for someone to finally say yes.
Would you watch? Would you go watch one of your friends?
I have no interest in that.
That would be very weird for me. But but people do like to watch that stuff, right?
I don't know, but if one of my dude friends was like, listen.
Yeah, no.
Holmes, we're not that good of friends.
Sometimes people do like that, though.
I'm not down.
Yeah.
Is that what
you go watch one of your girlfriends, Ben?
No, I'm not.
You
into that.
Do I have to hide like in a closet and look?
You have to like sit, like literally, you're gonna be sitting in that chair and they're gonna be banging right there in front of you.
And do I have to be fully clothed? And
you just sit there with your arms crossed.
Just
and
like
your legs
judging.
Folded.
Do I give them notes afterward?
Yeah.
Harder, faster, slower.
Yeah, you really should have taken your time with that one
so
thing.
So remember what Vinny was just doing on the chair? Like that, see? Like, imagine you're watching that.
Stop doing that.
Look at those moves, everyone.
Look at his face. I love his face. Is that what you look like, Vinny?
Wow, this is going really well.
It's hard to get this chair
cool.
Moving. Oh, God.
This show's...
All right, so that's it? Anyone
Sorry,
else?
Everyone.
Hey, Jen.
Well, would you? How about you?
You came all the way out, and this is what you got. Sorry. All right.
Hooman, would you?
Would I watch?
Yeah.
In my younger years, I probably would have said yes.
What?
Hey, Jen, come here.
Oh.
Would you do it?
Depends on the friend.
It's your hottest friend.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dirty Bird, would you watch Uzette and Johnny B do it?
Oh.
Uzette wouldn't want that, so
no.
I wouldn't.
Would, but if they asked you to,
hell yeah,
you would.
Hey. Hell yeah, she's so hot.
And I'd look back at Jen.
How you like me now?
I would very much like that. Thank you.
All right, another question. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years, and he still hasn't proposed. Should I propose to him?
Ooh. Well, have you talked about
who is
this person? Where are they? No one wants to own it. I don't know.
Am I a
traditionalist? I don't want a girl to propose to the dude. I think the dude should have to do it.
Oh.
And I'm sorry
Who's
that
clapping?
Your boyfriend's
Who's
a
clapping?
Fucking pussy who has commitment issues. Oh, is it that person right there? You're the one who asked?
Do you want to say something?
Thank you, Minion. Thank you.
You know, when Sarah came up against that problem, she made him ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... That's
I
what
bothered
Sarah
him
would,
and bothered him.
If you ever
him.
Say, what would Sarah do? She bothered him into it.
Yeah, I did. But you know what I didn't do? Propose.
Right. So that's what the answer is. Bother him into it.
Yeah.
All right, listen. I have a bunch more questions, but we're going to take this opportunity to say, now that we're all friends, does anyone have a live bad advice?
Something that's been troubling
Something.
You.
This is your opportunity to get the best advice in the country.
And we are all friends. No
we got
one...
someone. He's all the way in. Sir, meet me halfway. Come over.
Woman, just walk down there. You can walk slowly. Look at his little llama tail.
Come here.
In the nosebleeds. Hi.
All right. Woo. Look at this guy. What's your name?
Cute.
TJ.
Hi, TJ. TJ looks kind of like The Weeknd if The Weeknd had a good haircut.
Thank you.
TJ, where are you from?
Fremont.
Hi. Yeah.
Fremont.
Oh, three people.
Fremont.
My sister went to the bathroom, so I got to ask this quickly.
Oh, do
but
it
anyways,
quick. Go.
Long story short, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, but the sex is amazing, and I still want to get some, and reliable sex is hard to find. But my dating life is still normal and fine, but do I give up? Reliable, good sex. Like, amazing.
Can he won't booty call with you?
I mean, it's bad for, like, you know, my mental stability.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, but, like...
Awful, but you're young.
Do you give up good sex?
You do. You'll find somebody else. You
do
really...
you?
Well, I mean, if you think it's going to fuck you up mentally, don't you... I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. Am I just going back... I don't know.
I have a question.
I feel like you need to not.
After
do that.
He bones you real good, like, and leaves, do you cry?
No. Oh. No.
Well, then it sounds
so
like.
So you're not that hurt?
Yeah.
I'm not hurt. No, not at all.
You think.
I mean, it's a good hurt, if you know what I mean.
I do not.
I have no idea.
Stop
I'm not thinking
it,
about
you.
It.
No.
This big down
you
here.
You knock it off. Well, no, that doesn't sound like it's hurting you that bad then. Your mental stability, I
if
mean, that when you
booty
say
call,
that.
Right.
Seems good.
Good sex is hard to find. So.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, TJ.
Can someone give him a t-shirt?
Give that guy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, has anyone seen hot-ass Danielle?
She's here somewhere.
Oh.
Oh, she's at the pool?
No, she's right there in the
back
in
the hat. Oh, yeah, there
the
she
hat.
Is right there.
Hey, hot-ass, come
they
here.
Can they hear us?
She's hiding.
There's a question
she's
for
hiding.
You.
Oh. Good.
Danielle, come here. Stop hiding. We all can see you. We can see you hiding. We see you. Come here. Come here. So weird.
She wants to come out. Look at her. She's wearing fucking leather shorts, for God's
leather
sake.
Leather shorts.
The cutoff's 50.
You can take humans seriously in this outfit, seriously.
It's a pajama party. It's a pajama party. Mm-hmm. All right. Says, where is hot-ass Danielle, and is she going to make out with any chicks?
Yes, I'm going to make out with Sarah later. You guys are not.
No, we're not making out.
Yeah, you are.
One time, I hit on Danielle in my closet, and because she was like, "Oh, what? Show me the things that you got on your chicks weekend." I'm showing. I'm like this, that, and I look over at her. I'm like, "We should kiss right now." She goes, "No, we shouldn't."
I was like, "That is not the way she sees it. Totally differently." But
then she walked out. I'm like, "Oh, I guess I'll never hit on her again."
This is a private moment that happened in your closet.
Why did you reject her?
I didn't. That's the way she sees it.
What happened? Let's hear
your side. No, we shouldn't.
I'm not talking about this with you in this outfit.
Shut the hell up.
Vinny loves the outfit.
I'm wearing it for him.
I want the hat, too.
Did you see his sex moves earlier? Those were incredible.
I did not. Can I see them again?
Go ahead, Vin.
Show her. I can't. Come on. All right, hold on.
Watch. That's why I'm wearing the outfit.
How bad do you want him right now?
Vinny, we need to talk.
All right. What happened in the closet? Will you tell the truth for once?
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, for once?
Yeah.
What happened? Well, why'd you turn her down? All right, kiss her right now to make up for that.
What is happening?
Kiss her.
No.
Kiss
oh, my God.
Kiss her.
I think you wrote that question.
Kiss her. Oh, here she comes.
He's pushing her up here.
Here she comes.
I think Hooman wrote that question down. I'm sorry, I have a mic in front of my face. I can't do it.
Oh, that's easy to...
Listen, but I don't put up with this shit, Hooman.
Shut the hell up. Vinny, show her your boobs.
Listen, she doesn't even want to. She totally turned me down.
Do it right now. Come close. Lean
I'll
across.
Give her a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, no.
See, I just tried to get a better kiss, and she backed off. She does not want me. I'm so hurt.
Do you slip tongue or no tongue?
What?
Nothing.
I would have done it, but she doesn't want me. I don't want to force myself on her.
Oh, this is awful.
All right, this...
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Be careful, honey.
You got it?
I think she just did that for the show,
though.
I love you very much.
Give her a T-shirt.
I love you.
Hot ass just earned a T-shirt.
Now, Hooman, I might watch that.
She fucking bit me so hard on my lip.
She did?
Oh, you are going to pay for that
later.
Did
you hear what said?
What did you say?
She said, I might watch that.
Oh.
I love Danielle.
Mm-hmm. We all
but
do.
She only did that for the show.
Hey, Danielle, you can go hide now if you want.
No, she's out now. She's like, oh, yay.
Hey, this is a deep question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Use that.
What?
What do you use to moisturize your boobs?
Oh.
Do you have a special moisturizer?
Well, that's interesting.
I do not.
Oh, you don't moisturize...
Honestly, whatever the lotion my husband gets from the dollar store.
Oh,
God.
Well, it seems to be working.
So disappointing.
Seriously, I mean, I'm not a lotion person, but, you know.
He won't even get you some Curel, for crying out loud.
I don't
know.
Listen,
don't shit on Curel.
Hey, if Curel is at the dollar store,
Curel?
Whatever's at the dollar store,
right.
It's totally fine. I don't care.
God. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You know what the bummer is? That
is everyone still in this? You guys aren't fading, are you?
It's fun.
Oh, you want to have more drinks, huh?
I do, but I have to be cut off.
All right.
Cut all that out.
Cut all that out, yeah.
Really?
All right, this is important.
All right.
I'm a girl, and I love having sex on the first date. And if a guy wants it, I'll do it. Should I have more self-control?
No. Every girl yells yes, every guy yells no. No, you should do whatever you want, but you shouldn't beat yourself up about things that you do. You should question your motives. I think therapy is in order.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. You know, if you're having safe sex, should you worry about it?
Are you having safe sex?
Yeah, are you having safe sex? How old are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
that's
ask
a good
him.
Question.
Where are you?
Where are you? Are you having
sex? I don't
think
this person wants to stand up, do they?
I'm wondering if there's a second date.
What'd you say?
Oh, is she banging them in the nuts? The end of that. So she keeps her legs shaved.
I think she's just horny.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. The poussoir needs to be cleaned.
All right, this is a deep question. Let's keep going.
I'm ready.
Vin, when you have a crappy day at work and there's a ton of traffic and everyone at your home is moody, what do you do for stress relief?
Well, I go surfing.
It's 1 o'clock.
What did you say?
I like to go surfing.
Oh, surf.
So if I, well, yeah, I jack off, but that's on a good day. That's on a bad day. That doesn't matter. That's like sneezing. That's just, that's done. Check. Next thing.
If Vinny touched me anywhere around 1 o'clock, I'm like, oh, no.
I like to get out of here. No, you don't.
What is going on?
I like to play guitar, too. So
you should play guitar more. In fact, does anyone have a guitar right now?
No.
Oh, so now.
Your husband has one, and you'll play at the pool.
Yeah, that's out in the room. It's in the room.
All right, should we keep going?
Yeah.
Sure.
We're almost done, so we got to hurry.
You guys have a pool party to get to.
It's not specific, but I think this is for Yuzette, Sarah, and Vinny. Not for me and Bryn. It says, are you guys excited or looking forward to ordering from the senior menu someday?
Oh, fuck that!
Dude, I already go to... I'm always like early bird special.
Question. So, yeah, you guys...
Listen, my ideal time to eat food is... Dinner is 4:30. And I compromise with my family and say we can do it at 5. Because I go to bed at 7:30. I am looking forward to that. I don't think anyone should be... Look, you shouldn't be afraid to get old. You should live today amazingly... Who fucking cares how old you are? What did you say? We grew up. I don't know what I'm trying to say. And also...
Sarah needs another drink.
No, absolutely not. No more drinks for Sarah. Yikes. But I don't think that people get so caught up in age. Like, if you had told me 20-something years ago when we started this gig that I'd still be doing it in my 50s, I would have never believed you. I thought, oh, no, I'd be too old for that, and who would care? But everyone grew up with me. Like, all of us grew up together. Like, we all went through, and even Vinny, who's going through kids right now. Like,
two people just walked out. Are they offended? Are you guys offended?
They are. They hate it.
What happened?
Brynn,
did you see that? Two people just walked out.
They're like, fuck that. These people are old.
What are you upset about? Was it Vinny's sex move?
Because I found that offensive.
You did?
It was the face.
You don't like the face?
It would seem.
Oh, she has a back problem. So they're standing.
Oh,
they're standing in the corner like me.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, let's keep going.
You want to show them some?
This isn't a fast fact. This is a fun fact.
Oh,
fun facts.
Vagina skin and the inside of your cheek skin are made out of the same exact same thing.
This summer,
is that true?
Makes total sense.
Are you serious?
It is velvety.
That's what the fun fact said.
Who said that? And how do they know?
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, it is kind of a mucous membrane, right? I bet your eyelid skin is the same thing.
Ponder
the
inside, everybody. Ponder that.
I'll be thinking about that all
right,
all night.
So...
Hi! Honig Winery, everybody!
Honig Winery.
Woo! Regina. Ravina. What is it? No, but... Oh, no. You...
I did not!
Are you guys going to make out?
Oh, they're going to make out.
We're not, but no. I am going to drink this.
You don't want to give her a kiss, Regina?
You know what?
All right. This is a weird question.
I'm ready.
You can skip over it. It's kind of... I like it when my girlfriend blows me, but I really want her to suck my balls into her mouth and hold them in her mouth for a minute or two. How can I make this happen?
Ask.
Just tell her what you want. Why are we so afraid to tell people what we want?
Anyone have any advice on that?
She does.
Here we go.
You don't like to suck on balls?
All right.
She's the ball expert. The mic.
What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Easy. Relax. What's your advice?
Easy.
Oh, she just yanked the mic away. By the way, she's sitting next to the girl with the glorious tits.
Yeah, those are spectacular.
One's got tits, one's got advice. Here we go.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Oh, are you guys dykes? Oh, that's too bad. That is because I could picture. I could picture that.
I wish, however.
Oh, you do wish?
No.
Wait.
We're just best friends. Oh, however, right. Tell her what you want.
Right.
Oh, we already said that. God, you're so rude.
See, want her to suck your balls, tell her.
Yeah.
Also, right. If and you could clip them down a little bit. Like, if you could, I would like there to be some super soapiness to them, like you just washed them, and clip them down real good. And then...
Super soapiness?
Yeah, you know, like they've just been super soapied.
Okay.
They're zestfully clean. They're, right. You're not fully clean until you're
zestful. Oh, man.
You want one more? How much time do we have? How much do we have time for?
I really feel like I'm digging a grave for myself here.
You want one more, two more, three more?
Let's do one more.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Make it
before we do the last one, is there any more live bad advices? Oh.
Oh, way
all right,
in the
come
back.
Over here. You're way back there again. Jeez.
Always in the back.
Is the bartender trying to help us find the people to talk to? Nice.
Oh, by she put on her sunglasses.
Please tip your bartender.
No one remember what this girl looked like. Yeah, she just put on her glasses. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Joanna. I'm really,
where are you from?
Really nervous. Hayward.
All right.
Hi, Joanna.
Yay.
Don't be
Thanks
nervous.
Thanks for being brave.
All right, be strong.
Okay, so I'm not a prude. I do all the stuff. I love my partner. I've been with him for 7 years. But I don't have any sex toys, and all my girlfriends are encouraging me to get some sex toys. And me personally, I'm not bored yet. So, like, my take on it is, like, it's still good. I'm still having a great time. I kind of want to wait till things might maybe get, like, boring or
Why
something.
Why doesn't he buy you some stuff? That would be fun.
He bought me one lame one once, but it was,
what
like,
was it?
Useless.
What kind of lame thing? Did
it, was like,
buy you?
It was, like, those jumbo pencil size, like, mini, tiny vibrating thing.
I have no idea what that is. I thought I knew what all the sex toys were, but
my take on it is, do I wait until like you
so
know we're getting married?
You're a finger
do I get
girl.
Bored or do I get a pardon?
You're good with your fingers.
Yeah,
keep that going because I swear to God, the more vibration you put on there, the more you need.
Okay, thanks guys.
Yeah,
well, that's it.
Yeah. You don't all have right. to leave. Oh, Hooman's walking right, away. You do have to leave. Goodbye.
Oh, sorry. Someone get her a T-shirt. All right. Here's the last question. I need some bad advice. My boyfriend farts all the time. Sometimes in his sleep. One time it smelled so bad. During sleep, the smell woke me up.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do?
Leave and go to another room. It's like with snoring. It doesn't mean that you're breaking up if someone sleeps on the couch. It just means that you couldn't sleep in the same room. See, the boys know. You guys are my favorites.
Oh.
What'd they say?
I don't know, but
it doesn't
I'm sure
matter.
They,
they're right, awesome.
They're just so funny.
Hold on. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's, all right, hold let's on. Chat these, with these guys. They this have guys, a lot to say.
What's your advice?
There's apparently a new pill that's out that you could take, and your farts will smell like chocolate or flowers. Yes, I just saw it online.
We all need that pill.
Yes. Well, you but, do, but for sure.
What are you talking about me, I don't even know what you're talking about. Can we just listen to this guy talk for a second? Please don't interrupt.
But I am skeptical because I can imagine it smelling like poop and Pine Sol. So I can't
right.
imagine.
Right. Sometimes a
I
good smell over a bad smell makes the bad smell even worse.
Exactly.
So don't get the pill.
Listen, you just you go to another room. If somebody wakes you up with the smell of the death inside them, you get up and you go to another room. And
or open the window.
Sure. Whatever
or,
it takes.
Or, you know, what about just being a nice lady in love? And loving him for all of the stuff.
No. No, Vinny.
Love him.
No. There are look, you can love someone all the way. And
right.
still not
love
wanna...
him all the way.
No.
And the stinky ass.
John and I call it Lord Granthaming. I'm Downton Abbey.
When oh, see, she likes it.
When Lady Grantham was mad at Lord Grantham, they went to another room. He had to sleep in like a little side room. It was like a dressing room. So when sometimes if someone has a cold or someone is super snoring or someone is farting and it's unbelievable, the other person goes to they get Lord Granthamed. You just go to another room. It doesn't mean it's not the end of the relationship. You could even do that permanently. Look at Yuzat and John.
Yeah.
You guys sleep in two separate rooms because he
awesome.
Snores. And she gets a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They love each other up all day.
I let him sleep with me sometimes on the weekends.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Is he back yet?
Where is he?
Who?
Johnny V.
Johnny V, you here?
Lord Grantham, honey.
No, he's not here.
Is Hot right? Ass Danielle still here?
Anyway, let's all go over to the pool.
Hey,
let's do her thank
yous. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Please. Hold on, I got a thank you thing here. You should probably do it.
o'clock. This is embarrassing. And listen, tomorrow I'm going to be up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Will you write an apology to everyone here?
Nah. I'll post something on Instagram.
All right. So, first of all, thanks to all of you for coming out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. We love partying with you guys. Thank you so much. Michelle Heston from the Fairmont Hotels for partnering with Alice.
Michelle is amazing.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know how many years we've done this now, but thank you, Michelle.
Michelle, thank you.
Michelle pulled the nipple covers out of her top and gave them to Sarah.
Because
for our
my
photo
nipples
shoot
were showing
today.
Through my thing for the photo shoot.
Now that's a friend.
Mad love.
You got a friend.
Patty Lucero and all the Fairmont staff, thank you so much for taking care of everything.
Yes.
Thanks to Brian, our engineer, for getting all the gear set up today.
Brian! His son, Ben, is here, too.
Hey. And listen, the engineer never gets any love. Love on Brian tonight.
Also, Vinny, our intern, Marcos, came here to help Brian also set up. Intern Nicole, as well.
Oh.
Intern Jen, also.
They're the best.
We're going to be back here tomorrow morning, and so should all of you.
Yeah.
You guys go to bed early and be here at 6 a.m. They're never again.
Thank you to MichelleWalker.com for hanging out and
Michelle.
Taking our pictures. Woo. Thank you, Michelle. Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large donated some prizes for the Pajama Llama contest that we're going to have after this.
Yeah.
And thanks to the promotions department for always making us look so good.
Rebecca, Michelle, and their team.
All the kids.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Let's go party at
Let's
the pool.
Let's go.
Woo!
Thank you.
We'll meet you over there.
That was fucking filthy. You're too good. Awesome.